We have a health crisis that's been determined by the Surgeon General of the United States with regards to our bones and the lack of minerals that exist. We've also known for over 70 years that the agricultural mineral content of our soil has been severely depleted, and that's gotten worse over the decades as we've over-fertilized and over-farmed and not rested the soil and not subjected our land to natural flooding, which certainly redistributes minerals. So this process is, and the fact that our foods are very, very rarely vine ripened, which is a huge aspect with regards to the mineral absorption. 80% of the minerals are absorbed into the fruits and vegetables during vine ripening. So if vine ripening doesn't occur, the deficiency of nutrients in our food is huge. So this has created, I think, a huge health crisis to the point that I think it's impossible for us to achieve nutrition through eating to be healthy. I think it's very easy to eat to be unhealthy. However, to eat to be healthy requires supplementation with trace minerals and whole food vitamins. One of the best examples I've seen in the literature of mineral deficiencies in our food came out of Rutgers University in 1999, where they basically shopped. They went to the store and they bought produce, and they went to a local organic farm and picked out vine-ripened produce, and they did a mineral analysis of the produce and statistical comparisons and things like that. The first thing that was really apparent by that study was of those 10 minerals that they looked for, they didn't look for all of them, which they could have, but they only looked for 10. Five of those minerals that they looked for are essential for the body to be able to produce vitamins, or for the fruits and vegetables to be able to produce vitamins. So for instance, if you have a fruit that's not vine ripened and there's no copper in that fruit, there's no vitamin C, because the vitamin C molecule requires at least 5 copper ions. So they looked at these trace minerals. Of the trace minerals in store-bought produce, they only contained 15% of the mineral content of the organic vine-ripened produce. And they, of the trace minerals, 5 of those 10 trace minerals were completely absent, which means there was no vitamins whatsoever in any of that store-bought produce due to lack of vine ripening and lack of mineral content. So that I don't know if they realized the significance of what they did and what they presented in their information, because you didn't hear much about that on the evening news, and yet that should have been a red flag for all of us that we need to supplement.